Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, Dina. How are you?
I'm doing well. Am I speaking with Kimberly?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just got transferred from Jasmine, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm an intake coordinator here at Family First, which means I'll be assisting you until you're ready to start services. Now, am I speaking with a client now or the caregiver?
I'm my grandma's caregiver.
Okay, got it. So I just wanted to go over the process with you quickly. Basically, two things need to take place in order to transfer. The first thing is for you to complete paperwork to become a caregiver with us. And so I'll have all those sent over to you via text now. And the second thing would be for the insurance to send an authorization. Okay?
Okay.
Now, do you guys have a specific date that you're looking to start?
Yeah, probably by March 1st or the end of the month. I mean, whenever. It doesn't matter.
Okay. End of the month. So
before March.
Let's aim for, I feel like the easiest day to switch over personally is a Monday because that's the beginning of our pay week. So how about the 23rd of February? That'll give you about 2 weeks to complete everything.
Okay. Let me see. Let me just write it in my book.
Okay. All right. And obviously, it's not set in stone. If something happens, we'll be able to adjust that. But for now, when we reach out to the insurance, we'll just give them that date. They'll also call you guys to confirm the transfer, and you're with Keystone? Your patient's with Keystone?
Yes. She has Keystone first.
Okay. So I have the coordinator's information. Does she have the service coordinator's information as well?
Yeah. Sydney is her name.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so that's who we'd both need to be reaching out to. So I'm going to reach out after this phone call. And if you can have the patient reach out, Ruth, just to verify as well, I'm going to text you our agency information in case the coordinator has any questions. Now, I did just send you a text message with the onboarding requirements. Did you receive that?
Hold on. Let me see. Yes. Hi, this is Monica with Family First.
Okay. So this is actually, I'm not Monica, but Monica will be working with you to help you complete the requirements, and this is her number, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's basically an application, a competency test, which is a test on caregiving, direct deposit form, I-9W-4 form, and then for the documents, we need a TB test done within the year. Do you have that?
So actually, I was telling Jasmine this. I actually had started the process with another company, and I just got the TV test yesterday.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so you guys can use that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
great. Yeah, so it's I'll send it over.
Okay, so it should be quick. And then a 2-year proof of residency and an ID, form of ID.
Okay.
So everything's, driver's license is fine. Everything can be sent over via text to that number, and we'll save it to your file, and you can reach out if there are any questions, okay? I'm going to text you my number as well. I'm more or less in charge of the authorization, so I'll be following up on that.
Okay, so we have, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Dina, so there's two people you'll be working with, me and Monica.
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions?
No, just what your number is.
Okay. So I can text it to you or you can write it down.
Okay. Can we do both? I'm like
old.
I'm like not text, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So my name is Dina again, D-I-N-A. My number is 267-551-7429.
Okay. And so I sent you the TB test and the driver's license, or I send it all?
So all the caregiving requirements go to Monica. I'll just be on the sidelines reaching out to the insurances. But if we both work hand in hand, so if you ever get confused, it's fine. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that phone number, the 267-551.
So that's my number.
Oh, that's your number. Oh yeah, you just gave me that.
So if you look if you look in the beginning of the text, in case you get confused, you'll just see our names in the first message.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tina. Mhm.
Okay. So that's it for now. I'll follow up with you once I reach the authorization. Once I reach the insurance, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, regarding the authorization. And mm-hmm. you call me if you have any questions, okay?
Okay. So, and I call the service coordinator myself, right? Right now?
Oh, okay.
Or do I?
Oh, so the service coordinator needs to confirm with the patient. So you can be on the phone as well, but the patient needs to be there to confirm.
Okay. All right. So, and then just to reiterate, you need the TV test, which I won't get those results for a week, they said.
Okay, that's fine, considering that you're not starting for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then my driver's license. That's all you need for me because it said other things like proof of residency.
And then a two-year proof of residency. So that can be any document. I listed some examples there that proves that you're a resident in Pennsylvania for over 2 years. So anything from 2023 or earlier.
Okay.
That can include ID, pay stub, bank statement, anything. Yep.
Okay.
All right. So you have a good one, and we'll be in touch shortly.
Okay. Thank you, Dina. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye.